not good. Election night. Election night in Australia. It's 26 past 7 at night. I think the overall percentage of votes being counted is still under, well under 10%, I think, overall. Number percentage of votes counted?
Around 8, 9%.
And it's looking much closer than I expected. We're switching back and forth between Sky News and ABC. Either they're using different formulas, or the ABC seems to be about 20 minutes ahead of Sky News in terms of its data. It's very strange. I mean, Sky News has it as 69 seats in doubt, 43 versus 37, changing in front of me.
Yeah, this is more up to date.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, the amount of data seems to be fluctuating. We love elections, Karina and I. We perfect evening is cheese, crackers, wine, scotch in front of the election. At the moment, according to Sky News, ALP have lost a seat and the coalition have gained it. Although the actual tally is ALP 43, coalition 37, with others holding 3. So it's going to come down. This is, some of them are saying it's so close it's going to come down to WA, which is interesting because the polls say WA are trending against Labor. So it looks like it's going to be a very close election, possibly a hung parliament, possibly no clear result tonight, which is unfortunate because I know one of the great things to finish off an election night is seeing the two leaders give their speech to their crowd of fans. And it can be anticlimactic to have them give a speech saying, well, we don't know, but thank you all for coming. But we love this. Normally we'd be a little bit plastered by now, but we've got a bit of driving to do later tonight, so we can't get wasted. Did I say wasted? We can't get tipsy until after about 9:30. One of the things is, what's this guy called on Sky News?
David Spears.
We were big fans of David Spears. It's a shame he's not on the same network as our other person we love, Anthony Green, the analyst from ABC. But Anthony Green, David Spears is up in front of a big multi-screen projector screen pointing at statistics. He also seems to be holding what appears to be some sort of tablet computer, which is like a giant iPad. It looks too big to be an iPad, but he doesn't seem to actually be using it. Like, I don't think I've seen him look at it once. Maybe he looks at it when he's not on camera. I don't know. Doesn't seem to be using it to control the large display. Someone else seems to be doing that off screen. I find the technology of elections fascinating. We are not quite as corny as the Americans, who have fake holograms and things like that. But and I have to admit that the panel on Sky News, the main panel, they actually have more than one panel on more than one channel, but the main panel on Sky News doesn't quite work for me. It's got John Hewson and Bob Hawke, the former Prime Minister Bob Hawke, which I think sort of makes the whole front bench there sort of out of kilter. You know, having a former PM, long-serving PM from a very successful government on the panel. I won't say anything, but he doesn't seem to be contributing as much as the others, although he speaks very well, of course. So anyway, also this audio boo marks me finally giving up on the fact for like 2 or 3 weeks now I've been 2 or 3 days behind in my audio boos for various different reasons, both technical and not non-technical. So for the 3 people who listen to these audio boos wondering what's going on, I've decided to bite the bullet and admit that I'm 3 days behind and just upload this one and with today's date. So for my 2 fans, that's what's going. Yeah, that's right. My mum and dad. That's what's going on with the missing dates in my audio boos. But I'm still going to call them daily boos because, as far as I can see, no one else calls their boos daily boos. So I'm probably going to do another one of these before the end of the election.